This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Civil government school meals go all the way back to the early 1900s. These quote-unquote free lunches were designed to help poor people. But the school meals were never free. With sympathy and respect for young people who are not responsible for their parents' financial situations, hunger can be a good motivator. If young people were allowed to go out and get jobs, if there were any, things would be different. But the civil government doesn't allow young people to get jobs. The civil government wants young people in civil government schools so the civil government's power can be perpetuated. And one of the reasons people can't feed their children is that the civil government has their money. The civil government uses that money to hire six-figure experts to centrally plan free lunches. That takes away from the actual money that goes towards feeding people. When the civil government uses force to take a dollar from some people to give that dollar to others, the whole dollar does not go towards food. Six-figure experts are not cheap. So the issue isn't efficiency, the issue is jurisdiction. If the civil government was not interfering with the family government and church government, people would be eating just fine. And where some would be lacking, the church government would provide volunteers to pick up the slack. The problem with central planning is that central planners need to be paid. That's why free lunches aren't free, because central planning isn't free. One of the most joyful things I like is giving to our church's food pantry. There is no overhead. I buy the food, I donate it, a volunteer distributes it. It is healthy, it is dollar for dollar. It is God's way, not man's way. That's why it works. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.